USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Henri is expected to make landfall later on Sunday and bring with it flooding and high winds. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is keeping an eye on the storm that's slamming the Hudson Valley. Henri has been downgraded to a tropical storm with strong winds and rain. In the aftermath of the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan, thousands of desperate Afghans are trying to evacuate the country. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to criticize President Biden's evacuation strategy for Americans and Afghans still trying to escape the Taliban rule.
Biden has no plan. I mean, how could you do what he did to leave equipment and bases and just leave Americans behind and our allies behind?
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The governor of Texas says he's tested negative for COVID-19 less than a week after disclosing he was positive. Governor Greg Abbott tweeting his bout was brief and mild thanks to his vaccination and that he will continue to remain in quarantine. Abbott's office saying that he had received Regeneron's COVID-19 monoclonal antibody treatment last week. The treatment has been reported to decrease the chances of hospitalization by 70%. A new survey from The Vacationer shows 137 million American adults plan to travel for the Labor Day holiday this year. Despite all that travel, COVID-19 and the Delta variant is either a big concern or a slight concern when people are considering their Labor Day plans. Of those polled, most plan to travel by car and more than half plan to attend a barbecue or cookout. Nearly 25% of those will spend $500 or more on Labor Day travel. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. And people respond very differently after the first and second shots. There's sort of this general sense that maybe people had more symptoms after the second shot compared with the first shot, but really there's a huge spectrum of responses and symptoms after getting the vaccine. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar, maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine that you might get. So it shouldn't be dramatically different from either of the first two doses. We definitely don't expect people to have severe reactions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.